We are learning Masechtas Tainis Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and we are starting last words of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. So far, we learned a shiloh of Mesanim L'Shoyis or not, and the Gemara comes out that Mesanim L'Shoyis says Anenu. And what Mesanim L'Shoyis means, it doesn't mean you're only fasting for a few hours. What it means is you're only Makabel the Tainis in the middle of the fast. It's still called a Tainis, it's called a Tainis Shoyis, and you can say Anenu. Our Gemara will elaborate a little longer, a little more on that Indian of Tainis Shoyis. I'm Rav Chista. Hoda Amrit Mesanim L'Shoyis, that we said that you could fast L'Shoyis, V'hush Lo Yitam Klomar Erev. That has to mean you're not going to eat anything until the night. It's a full fast. So Mesanim L'Shoyis only works if you don't eat anything the rest of the day. Omle Abaya, Hod Tainis V'Ayis Hi. What do you mean? If you don't eat the whole day, that's a regular Tainis. That's not Tainis Shoyis, that's a real Tainis. Mar answer, L'Tzricha De'im Lechem Luchi, which means you will only, so the Maksha held, Abaya held, that a Tainis Shoyis means not fasting a full day. So he says, what do you mean? That's not Tainis Shoyis, that's a full Tainis. So the Mar answers, no. That, you know, no such thing as fasting a half a day. It has to be a full day. What a Tainis Shoyis means is that you started real fasting, you didn't have any das to fast. It's because of tirda, like Rashi says, you were very busy, and you forgot to eat, and then it was half a day already, you didn't eat breakfast, and you know what, I'll fast the whole day. That is called a Tainis Shoyis. We only makabel a Tainis in the middle of the day. But if you only fast a part of the day, that's not called Tainis Shoyis, and you cannot say Anenu because that's not called a Tainis. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that Shulchan Aruch says like this, in Tav Kuf Samach Beis Sif Yud, that if you start fasting and then you eat by Chatzos, or you start eating in the beginning of the day and you fast the rest of the day, that's not called a Tainis to be able to say Anenu. It's not a Tainis for that. Tainis say Anenu has to be a full day. What does Tainis Shoyis mean? It's only, you only makabel middle of the day. And another Gemara to bring out this point, the same Rav Chisto, called Tainis Shoshokol of Chama Lavshmi Tainis. Any Tainis that did not go till Shkia is not called a Tainis. That means you have to fast until the end of the day. So really, according to the Tainis Chatzos, the Ramon Tov Kuf Samach Beis Sif Aleph brings down a tzad from a Chumash Hadesha, and this thing is a half a day thing, and even brings down a tzad in that piece that you could say Anenu. It's in the Ramon. So if you look at the Mechaber Tov Kuf Samach Beis Dalid and Tov Kuf Samach Beis Yud, you'll see no reference to a half a day. I'll read the Sum of the Lashonis. In Sif Yud, it says, "Misana Odom Tainis Shoyis V'Hush Lo Yechol Kol Hayoyim Ketzad Shoyitard B'Chveitza V'Masasik B'Tzrochav." You're busy. Lo Ochal Achat Shoyis Or At Heshoyis V'Nimlach And Yisar L'Sanos B'Shoyis Nishim Rayoyim Harayza Misana Oysim Shoyis Mispal B'Hemanenu Shoy Kibulav Atainis Koydim Shoyis Atainis. So, but and he says in Yud Aleph, in Sif Yud Aleph says that a half a day is not enough. We look at Sif Aleph. The Ramos is like this. It says in the Mechaber there also, Kol Tainis Shoshokol of Chama, the Tainis Shloishlimu at Tzeis Hakechavim, Ein Oy Tainis. The Mechaber says, M'day Telechol Koydim Lachin, Ein Mespal Anenu. Hagaz Dr. Amar, Miu Noigim Lespal Anenu, Apu Sheim Ashlim at Tzeis Hakechavim, V'chein Das Mixes Raviso, which is Shumar Sadeshan. V'nirli Dadavka V'yochid Oyim Anenu V'shmei Atvila V'lav Hachik Lohis Mashiz Bar, Aval Shatz Lo Yoyim Anenu Elm Keim Ashlimim. So the Ramah says, even if we say this, the Shatz cannot say Anenu if it's a half a day fast. Only the Yochid can say, because it's not a new bracha anyway. It's in Shemei Atvila, it's not a big deal. So that's what the Ramah says. But the, according to our Gemara, the Ramah is saying a new type of thing. A half a day fast can say Anenu in Shemei Atvila. It's different than Anenu. But according to this Gemara, a real Tainis Shoyis means you fasted the whole day. You should have a Kabbalah Tainis in the middle of the day. We want to try a few kashas on Chista. Meisvei, Anche Mishmar. It says that the Anshe Mishmar comes to Tainis, they don't fast the whole day. The Anshe Mishmar are the people who do the Avoida and the Levim who sing on the Avoida. So they have to be well, they have to have Kayach to do the Avoida, to do their Shira, and therefore they do not have to fast. But they do fast part of the day, it says. Anshe Mishmar Mas'anim V'Loim Ashlim. You're talking about when you have a Tainis Sivar, they do part of the day, not the whole day. So what do you see? This is a Cheftza called Tainis Shoyis, a half a day. So it's a Kasha Rab Chista. So you see, you call the Masana even if you fast half a day. And for the world, no. Hustle true enough, Sharabamahu. It's not a fast. There it's because B'mishtatef and Matzibur, and everyone else is fasting, so you eat as little bit as possible. Therefore, they fast part of the day, and then they eat. But they can eat anytime they want, like Rashi says. They can eat anytime they want. There's no like din of half a day. They just have to mitzara themselves a little bit, wait off, don't eat right away. Just eat enough to have kayach. Toshma, similar Kasha and Teretz. Dom Rav Elazar ben Tzadok, ani mirebanav shel son of Ben Binyamin. I am from the grandchildren of son of Ben Binyamin, which is from the Shevet Binyamin. There were certain families that there was a time when the Beis Mikdash did not have enough wood, and certain families came and said, we're going to donate wood. And because of that, those families had the schus every year to bring wood to the Mizbeach for that day. And that was called the Karban Eitzim. And that day was a big yontif for them. So their day, every year, what landed up on the 10th day of Av, the day of Tisha B'Av. And one year, Pamachas Chal Tisha B'Av Lias V'Shabbos, Tisha B'Av landed up on Shabbos. So what happens when Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos? When do you fast? On the 10th day of Av. And that's their yontif. For the Chiru La'achah Shabbos. And it says, "V'saninu boy, we fasted a little bit, then we didn't finish it." So what do you see? Praise Yontif Shlonahu, because our Yontif. It's our Yontif. So what do you see? Fasting part of the day is something. Mara says, no. Really, they weren't fasting. The only reason they fasted part of the day was to mitzahar themselves a little bit, imha tzibur, together with the tzibur. Toshima, nacharaya, domar av yechron, a heber tainis at sha'ovi lebesi. He said a certain nether one time, that I'm going to be with tainus till I get home. What do you mean? You have tainus means the whole day. You don't need half a day tainus till you get home. So tomorrow, you're right. There wasn't a tainus, but there hoshul mishmute nafshe and benesiyu davar. He only did that because the benesiyu wanted him to eat by them. He didn't want to eat by them for whatever reason, and therefore he said, you know what? I'm fasting until I get home. Not that it's a real fast, but that he just wanted to get away. He wanted to shake off the benesiyu, and therefore he said that by bad that's nishkin tainus. So that's the halacha of Tainus Shoyis. So we're coming out very clear. Tainus Shoyis just means you fast all day, just means you only makabel in the middle of the day. And that's when you say aneinu. And that's the mechab reshita ikel halacha. And we said maybe Ramah holds, it doesn't come from our Gemara, but is a tzad that you can maybe fast half a day and say aneinu as a yachid. Now Gemara goes, the Kabbalah's Tainus. Omar Shmuel. Called Tainus, this means, when it says called Tainus, it means a Tainus yachid. Called Tainus, Shaloi kibbalah vayoyim lav shmei tainus. That means any tainus that you were makabel by mincha before that I'm going to fast, it's a tainus sibur is automatically called a kabbalah. But a tainus yachid that you were makabel by the day before, vayoyim lav shmei tainus. It's not called a tainus. It's nothing. Ve'i and what ve'i yosef mai. What happens if you? If what happens if you sit in that tainus? What do you actually do that tainus? So does it work or not work? The Rashi is misolik the tainus eloi, which means let's say the Rashash explains one of the pshatim. Let's say you have a neder, I'm going to fast, and then you fast without being kabbalah's tainus. You weren't mekayim your neder because it's not called a tainus. That's what it says. The yosef mai om rabbi bashilo domil mafucha demal yaziko. You're like this bellow full of ear. That's all. You don't have any food in you, but it's not a fast. It's not called a fast. So first of all, just Shmuel says called tainus like kibbalah by doyim leib shmei tainus. So I said before you can kabbal middle of the day. That's for tainus shaytus. But to have a full day tainus, the only way to have a full day tainus is to kabbal tainus before the tainus. In middle of tainus does not work. Now emes mekabalay when you mekabal tainus. So Rav Amos b'mincha says b'mincha. You don't have to. It means zman mincha. At that time of zman mincha, you mekabal tainus. The Shmuel Amar betfilas of Mincha, and Shmuel says means knows dafka in the tefillah of Mincha before, prior, right, immediately prior to the tainus. In that tefillah, you say the Kabbalah's tainus. Now, what does it mean Rav Amar Mincha? What's the Bia Machleik? So Rashi doesn't say so clearly, but the Ran learns the Rav Mincha means doesn't have to be dafka the day before. It could be any time before the tainus. I'm allowed to even a few days before. I am allowed to mekabel tainus. But Shmuel says, no, dafka directly before the tainus could be mekabel tainus. Om Rav Yosef, kavav say to Shmuel Mustavra, bring a riot to Shmuel. The chsiv, it says Megillah's tainus. It uses also in the chsiv, because Megillah's tainus was a written thing. It was a written Torah Shavah Pad that we had. And Megillah's tainus, it said that certain Yom Tov the Klai Yisrael had, you're not allowed to fast on the Yom Tov, you're not allowed to fast before or afterwards. So it says there, that is only for people who didn't have a pre scheduled tainus already, like this. The chesiv gilas tainus lahoin. It means, however, call inus yeis elah mekadamus dinah. Any person that has a tainus from before yaser should be aser to eat. And the lashon yaser sounds like a action that you should make it aser on yourself. So that sounds like Shmuel, that you have to mekabel tainis, even though it says over here you had the tainis ready for weeks before. You ready? For example, you already said 10 weeks ago that the next 10 weeks of Monday and Thursday I'm going to fast. So the loch is, then you could fast even a day before the yontif of Megillah's tainis. But it says loshin yasa, it sounds like you have to ask her again. My love, yasa asa retzilo. You have to ask yourself again in davening. So it's a raya to Shmuel, who says you have to ask yourself right before the tainis. And if the Gemara, no, Allah, Yasa, it means you should be usher to eat. That's all it means. Not that you're making a meisin out to usher. You're usher by itself. So it's, we got out of Raya against Shmuel. Rav could say it means Yasa Atzma. And a similar machlekes to Rav Shmuel is the following machlekes. Pliga Rav Chia, Rav Shimon, Rabbi. Chadom Yasa, you have to again be asked yourself a tainus. Chadom Yasa, and Allah says Yasa by itself. Mandi Yasa, because I mean, you know, we said it means you have to ask again. By davening, you have to be makabal a tainus. What's the case that you also by itself? The time learned in a this is what we spoke out. The time learned in a brayso. Megillah's tainus. The time Megillah's tainus. Learned in the brayso of Megillah's tainus. Kol inish the yesi aloy mekadamus denoah yasa. Any person who had a tainus from before is also ketzad. Yochad shekibulav shenim v'chamishi. A yochad is makabel to fast every Monday and Thursday. Shall call shonakula for the whole year. V'yirbam yom tovim maksub Megillah's tainus. And landed up, you had the yom tovim that says Megillah's tainus. So im nidrei kaidim l'gzera seinu, if his neder is before the gzera, which means that year was the year they made this yomtiv yivatal nidra. That's gzera seinu. His neder will supersede the gzera, and you'll be able to fast. The gzera seinu kaidim is nidra. If the gzera is before the neder, then to vatal gzera seinu is nidra. The gzera will vatal the neder. Like upon him, but you don't have to mekabel again. According to Rav, once you mekabel once, that's enough. That's the machlekes according to the Ran in the back. That machlekes Rav and Shmuel is if you have to do right before or before in mincha, or you can do it any time before. And we pass like Shmuel that a tainis yochid you have to mekabel the mincha before.
What's
the
gzeresein?
What? What does it mean the gzeresein? Gzeresein means the din of Megillah's tainis. The din of Megillah's tainis is that there's a yomtiv and the next day you can't fast before and fast afterwards. In the time of Beis Mikdash, second Beis Mikdash. What? This talking about, it's written in Megillah's Tainus. In that year they made the Gzeira, if anyone had a Tainus from before,
that year.
Just the Gzeira that year, yes. Just the Gzeira that year. Zog to Gemara, right? Tana Rabbanon, Admosai Oichel V'Shoisa. On a regular Tainus, we said, Tainus that's not a Tainus of Tisha B'Av or the Tainus of the later ones are rain, the halach is you're allowed to eat at night. So when do you have to stop eating? So the Gemara says, "At yala mura shachar until alayt shachar, you're allowed to eat." Divrei Rabbi, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Oyme at Kreis Agaber until Kreis Agaber, which means until the rooster crows, which is before that, it might a few hours before alayt shachar. So that's the halacha. Machlekes, Amar Rav, Alishanu, even the Man Yomar says you're allowed to eat. Even the man says you're allowed to eat until Amar Shachar. Elosh leGomash Dasa. It's not you didn't finish your suda. Av Gomash Dasa. Once you finish your suda at night, ain't oichel. You can't eat anymore. Can't eat anymore. Eisve Abaya. Abaya is a kasha. It says Gomar va'omad hareza oichel. Someone who finished eating and he got up, he could still eat. So you see that you could eat after you already finished eating. And the Gemara, you didn't take away the table. In those days, everyone had their own private table. And if you didn't take away the table, there was a raya. You didn't finish eating yet. It's not Akira yet. You did not finish eating yet. So we're saying like this. You're allowed to eat the whole night until Amar Shachar. But there's an exception. If you finished eating already and you took away the table, you can't eat anymore. Ikedamri, and we pass like the Ikedamri. Ikedamri, Omer Rava, lo yishanu el k'shol yoshav. Aval yoshan eichel. This is only if you didn't go to sleep. But if you went to sleep, you can't eat anymore. It means if you stay up the whole night, you can eat till Amar Shachar, like Rebbe. But if you went to sleep, you can't eat anymore. Eisve Abaya, Yosham Va'omad, you went to sleep and woke up middle of the night. Reza Oyech, you're allowed to eat. So you see, you're allowed to eat after you go to sleep. And the Gemara, Hosham V'Snamnim, there you're just dozing. You didn't manage to go to sleep. Hechi Domi V'Snamnim, what does it mean dozing? Amar Rav Ashi, Nim V'loy Nim, he is sleeping and not sleeping. Tir v'loy tir. He's awake and not awake. What does that mean? The korilei v'oni. If you call him, he answers. If you call his name, Moshe, he answers. V'loy yoda dure. But he doesn't know. He doesn't know. He can't say a svar. He asks what's pshat in the Gemara. He can't say a pshat. V'chim mitker le mitker. But But if you remind him, that's when someone's dozing. That's when someone's dozing. He doesn't know exactly, but if you remind him. So what comes out of Lamaisa? We're saying that if someone goes to sleep on the night of a tainus, for a tainus, he can't eat anymore. So there's two things that speak out. First of all, in the halacha Lamaisa, that the shaila about eating after you go to sleep, so that we paskin, like everyone knows, that if you make a t'nai before you go to sleep that you're going to eat, then you could eat. That's the only way you can eat, because if not, the tainus is going to start automatically. The Shavarach paskins the Tov Kuf Samach Dalet. He paskins that called Tainus Sha'ichlum by Belaila, Bain Betsivim Yachar, Areza Oichel Shoiza Achi Yalam Roshachi, Gitol Alois. For who shall all Yashon Shinas Kva? Am Yashon Shinas Kva, in a Choiz of Oichel Shoiz, he can't eat or drink. Elam can hiss the Lacha Lushtois. Only if he made a Tanai to eat or drink. Zokter Ma, the Yesharim the Mestia in Tzarach Tanai. The Mestoma Daita Shalodom Mestiacha Shino of Akilu Hista. It's like he made a Tanai. So you have to make a Tanai. You want to eat, you have to make a Tanai. If you make a Tanai, you can't eat. That's how Lacha number one. Lacha number two is a question like this. If it's not a fast at night, why can't you eat at night when to sleep? What's the problem? It's a regular Tuesday here. What should be the problem? So the Ran has a beautiful arichas over here. And the Ran is really talking about it. It's a shita holds that by a tiny zebra that they eat at night, you'll have to say aneinu b'mayir already. And he wants to know, what's the havim to say aneinu b'mayir? So he says, really, a fast day that we eat at night is really a whole day fast. The fast really is a 24-hour fast. Just it's too hard for us, so we allow you to eat. That's the pshat. So therefore, it has a skill of yom tainus. You really could say aneinu then. The whole day, so yom shal Torah l'chol dov me'erva adarav. Dr. Ran, every day of the Torah is from evening to evening. But here they were kilu alav, shedayoy, sheyinim na'achila v'shosh v'odma oichlin. But if you finish eating supper already, so they eat extra food, that not. So there, mistoma, that's also, unless you make it tonight, because that's not part of the kula. Kula was to eat supper, not to eat the whole night. That goes to the regular tainus. Therefore, he says, It would be also, and that's his vart that's considered really at times all night. There's a lot of nafkaminas this vart of the Ran. One of the nafkaminas are that if those bal nefesh yachmu or machmir not do any of the inuyim, it might be also even by night already. That might nafkaminas. Another nafkamin is the big chuvas Ramosha. If you're allowed to make a chasana the night before shiva asa batamas, that's the shaila there. So he has a whole shaila. If you're allowed to do it, he wants to tell the machlekas. A lot of achrayim argue on the Ramosha because they say the 3 weeks start for sure at night. Maybe the tainus doesn't, for sure 3 weeks start at night, but the Rabbi is totally in this shaila. Is it cool yom tainus? If it's cool yom tainus already, you can't make a chasana the night before. But if he comes out there, you could be mekel, and there is a minig, some people are mekel the night before Shiva's Thomas, based on that Rabbi Moshe, but it comes from this sugya.